across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the Sunday Sports Show on 92.3 Halton Community Radio. I'm Mike Goodyear. Now, I've brought a special guest to talk to us on the show today, Steve Pritchard. Steve is a board member of Runcorn and its football club, and amongst the many other things that he does for the club, Steve oversees the Ground Fund Appeal. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Steve, perhaps I could start by asking you about the nature or purpose of the Runcorn and its Ground Fund Appeal. Why the club has a Ground Fund Appeal and what it's trying to achieve.
Well, I won't bore you with all the history, but obviously the old Canal Street site was sold back in 2001. And since then, we've been sort of playing at various different places. Obviously, when the Trust Club was formed in 2006, one of our aims was to return back to the town. So the ground fund is all part and parcel of that. There's more to it than just raising money, obviously, but that's a key component at this point in time in order to put our plans in place.
Before we talk about the various fundraising initiatives that are being run by the club to raise money required to bring the club back to Runcorn and how the listeners can support you in achieving those aims, perhaps you could provide me with a quick update on the progress that the club has made to date.
Sure, we've identified a site down on the site of the Riverside College, and basically there's a plot of land there that we've got an agreement to lease on the Runcorn campus, and we plan to basically build a stadium up to Unibond Premier League standard there, with a clubhouse come community centre, which is something that we think is very important. And the club has had tremendous encouragement from the college throughout the whole process to date, and they've been exceptionally supportive to the whole campaign.
Now, I believe, Steve, as well, there's a very strong community aspect to all of this.
Yes, you're right, Mike. The community thing's a very strong thread running through the whole project. We've got facilities that the public will be able to use with five-a-side pitches, and we've also got a community centre come clubhouse, and we're keen to sort of stress that, really, that we hope to be able to utilise the building that is clubhouse on match days for other things for the community during the course of the week. We've also got the possibility of setting up coaching facilities. As I say, we've got all-weather pitches which can be used for that. And we're also making inroads into links with junior football teams and ladies football teams and other sports as well. I think it's pretty important to emphasise that, on behalf of everyone at the club, the importance given to the community aspect of this project. It really is key.
Halton Community Radio.
Now, our listeners will be interested to know how they can help the club, should they wish to do so. How can they go about this, and how much is the club trying to raise?
Well, our key target at the moment is around about the £250,000 mark. We've identified a number of sort of third parties that would be able to help fund the scheme, and a lot of those are based on match funding, so you have to have some money in the pot before they'll put any money in. So around about the quarter of a million mark, which obviously is a big ask, but it's something that we're quite hopeful for. In terms of what you can do, there's a whole range of things. All the details are on the club website, which is www.runcornlinnetsfc.co.uk. But we've got a roll of honour, which will be a sort of a plaque within the clubhouse that will be there forevermore and a day, with all the names of people who've contributed over £25 to the ground fund. You can purchase a personalised brick, which is literally a brick with your name on it, which will be used within the construction of the building, presumably with your name on the outside. You can sponsor a seat, which would enable you to have your name on a seat forever and a day, and that would cost £100. Or you can become a ground founder, which is a status bestowed upon people who are able to donate £500 or more. And obviously there's also the Runcorn Linnets tote, which can be played a number of places around the town and online on the website. All proceeds from that are going to the ground fund as well. You can make a donation via the website, via the Google checkout facility, and it really doesn't matter how large or small that is, because every penny counts, and it's going to be very important for us to be able to show that we can raise sums of money, as I say, in order to get the match funding from these third parties.
Thanks for that, Steve. Are these initiatives open to individuals and local businesses?
Yes, all support is welcome. We've got a large number of individuals and local businesses who've donated and pledged already. The totaliser on the ground fund, which you can see on the top of the website, is just a whisker under £60,000 so far. So that's a tremendous achievement, because it only started sort of just after the beginning of the year, really. So that's a fantastic sum to have been raised in such a small amount of time. And I'd like to thank everybody who's had involvement, who's made a donation or been involved in any of the fundraising schemes on behalf of the club, because it is a fantastic achievement.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Steve. I'd personally like to wish you and the club every success in its Return to Runcorn campaign. If you'd like to help and don't have access to the club's website, you can call Hedley Edwards for further information on 01928 575529. I'm sure Hedley would be delighted to answer any questions that you may have.
Thanks again, Mike. It's great to have been with you on the Sunday Sports Show. I look forward to the next time you invite me along.
A radio station for the people of Halton, run by volunteers.
What? So does that mean we don't get paid?
Halton Community Radio.